The open line has given the supermarkets a good old whack the last few weeks. Claims of rip-offs, price gouging, predatory practices, they've been thrown around thick and fast. And look, some of it, I think a lot of it, for very good reason. We've seen the Greens even threaten Brad Banducci with jail at a Senate estimates hearing. So passions are running about as high as the prices we're paying on the shelves. As you know, at least three inquiries are either ongoing or just completed into the sector. Craig Emerson's, the ACCC's, and the aforementioned Senate inquiry are all essentially looking at the same thing. But whether they're looking at the issue broadly enough, well, that's another question. As Alan Fells told me when we spoke, I think 2 months ago now, about a union-instigated inquiry that he was part of into supermarket price gouging, because there's a fourth inquiry, he made the point we've also got to consider the role that middlemen like abattoirs and transport play in the final price that we would pay for the item on the shelf. Now, too many overlook this, and we've touched on that on this show before. But in France, over in France, they're finding unique ways to have a crack at the problem of surging supermarket prices and the market power of the big multinationals. And of course, with typical French flair, it's hardly subtle. A law has just passed, it'll come into effect on July 1, that demands that stores display signs alongside products that are guilty of, wait for it, guilty of shrinkflation. What's shrinkflation, you ask? Well, it's when a product gets smaller while the price grows larger. And we've all seen it happen here as well, stacks of times. I mean, just look at the biscuit aisle, chips, cereals, you name it. They've all copped a few doses of shrinkage in my lifetime, at least, while the price per packet goes in the opposite direction. That's shrinkflation. Anyway, back to the French. It all started last year when PepsiCo attracted the wrath of the French supermarket giant Carrefour. And that was for demanding, in their words, unacceptably high prices for products. Unacceptably high prices. Now, Carrefour even took the extraordinary step of refusing to then sell PepsiCo products. They then started plonking these shrinkflation stickers all over the supermarket, informing customers that the high price for this and for that were not a result of Carrefour greed, but rather the greed of their suppliers. Well, the idea has caught on. And as I said, from July, other grocers in France will be forced to follow suit via legislation. Now, the French finance minister, Bruno Le Maire, described shrinkflation as a scam. To be blunt, he's right, but in defence of the suppliers here for just a second, they'd be right to point to surging energy prices, surging wages, insurance and other costs as contributing to the whole situation. I mean, let's be honest, they're not charities after all. And a lot of these costs that are going up, that they're having to weather, are driven by misguided government policies. Now, I'll speak with David Littleproud a little later in the show. He's pushing for so-called breakup laws as a threat to Coles and Woolies if they abuse their market power. But plenty of economists and even one former Productivity Commission chair, Peter Harris, reckons the idea is better in principle than practice. And I'm being polite. I think he described it as foolish. Whether it's time we consider French-style laws, though, to highlight things like shrinkflation, I don't know. I'll ask Littleproud after 2:30. You might want to have your say about that. But among all the white heat around supermarket prices and the like, I also think we'd do well just to take a collective deep breath. I mean, at the end of the day, if your favourite packet of biscuits or soft drink is more expensive than it was last week, or a little smaller in volume than it was last week but still more expensive, then there's always the option to not buy it. I know that's an old-fashioned idea. You know, it probably belongs more to the age of lay-by rather than the modern world of credit. But if it's not essential and it's too expensive, then you're always entitled to just leave it on the shelf. If enough of us do that, one of two things is going to happen. Either the supplier will persist with the high price and they'll eventually go broke because no one's buying it, or they'll react to a slump in sales by reducing the price. I mean, that's how a market is meant to operate. Now, let me just say this. I completely appreciate it's a different story with essentials. You know, bread, milk, fruit, vegetables, meat, laundry, staples, these sort of, that's a different thing. You've got to buy those, and there's got to be scrutiny on unfair pricing there. But when it comes to discretionary items, you know, like the PepsiCo stuff in France, we do have the power just to leave it on the shelf. Now, in the meantime, let's keep the focus on the relationship between growers and the big supermarkets, because if abuse of power is occurring, that must be highlighted and it must be changed. And if the supermarkets refuse to shift, well, fine, they deserve the big stick treatment. But only more competition will ultimately lay the groundwork for a recalibration of the power imbalance that exists between suppliers and the supermarkets. And again, that might be up to us. You see, if we just continue to spend all of our grocery budget at Coles and Woolworths, then emerging options, whoever they may be, will simply be starved of capital and they'll ultimately go broke. No point complaining about Coles and Woolies ripping everybody off if that takes place.